This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. More strong thunderstorms are firing on the northeastern plains tonight and south of Denver at this hour, but the weekend is looking calm and hot. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
We should have our hottest weather of the year coming up this weekend. Low 80s expected Saturday, but near 90 for Sunday and maybe low 90s Monday. The average high right now is in the upper 70s.
Now, Nelson says the extended forecast for summer is that it will be warmer and drier across Colorado and most of the West. A former indigenous boarding school in Grand Junction could be transferred to Colorado tribes. The Teller Institute housed Native students from 1886 to 1911. A committee tasked with steering the future of the property signaled earlier this month a desire to let the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute tribes take ownership. After it was a boarding school, the property was home to the Grand Junction Regional Center and was used to house residents with developmental disabilities. And the U.S. women's national soccer team is preparing to play South Korea at Dick's Sporting Goods Park tomorrow. It's part of a series of matches to determine the roster for the Summer Olympics. Colorado's Lindsey Horan is the team's captain. She says the squad is focused on learning the style of new coach Emma Hayes.
Players are just trying, and that's the most important thing, is you're taking this information, you're trying to do your best, and I think the last few days, that's something that I've seen, and there's a clear intention with what we're trying to do in this process, and again, it's super exciting to see.
The team will name the roster for Paris sometime next month. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 6:06. So glad you're here.